Hello, how are you? Good afternoon. It is Adam Grubb and Keith Stewart, and this is Stick and Hack Reacts. That was weird, Keith. I will grant you, that was a weird start, but we're going to persevere. It is Thanksgiving week. I've already mentally checked out of the week, and it's Monday afternoon. I've already shut it down, so let's just try to power through this, if you and I can, because there is so much to talk about here as we react to the week's PGA to LPGA news. Keith Stewart from ESPN Radio and host of the Pro Show. I'm Adam Grubb with Stick and Hack, host of the Stick and Hack Show. We are talking about two huge names in golf, a third up-and-coming name in golf, and then a bonus react, which if you don't know what the bonus react is at this point, then you've not been watching anything over the last 24 hours around the golf social media network. We will talk about that in a second. First up, Keith Stewart, Colin Morikawa. He wins again, DP World Tour Championship, his sixth win. It feels like 1,000 wins this year. We have said his name a lot. He has been very, very prevalent in the PGA landscape this year. Colin Morikawa, your reaction to his victory at the DP World Tour Championship?
I mean, you have to give the guy two big thumbs up. 66 on the final day, no bogeys. He birdies five of his last seven, wins the whole tournament by three. First American to ever win the race to Dubai. I mean, it's hard to put Colin Morikawa into perspective. He's only 24 years old, Adam. He's only been on the scene for a couple years since he got out of Cal. And I guess on his resume in that time, he's got what, like six wins, two majors, 24 top tens, like 19 million in the bank. If any of that's good, I don't know. The Ryder Cup, was, you know, co-MVP with DJ. I mean, Colin Morikawa is unbelievable. And, you know, I'd love to give a big shout out to his instructor, Rick Sessinghaus. And I think that there's something to be said for not only the fact that Rick is a PGA professional, but their specific approach to Colin. Rick is not only his swing coach, but he's his mental coach. And I honestly think that, you know, at 24 years old, the poise and everything that Colin shows, I mean, there's no doubt that he's a talented guy, but man, he knows how to close. And it's like he goes out, he puts his Yager jersey on, and he just puts the puck in the net. I mean, it is great. And it's fun for all of us to watch. I mean, it was a superb Sunday. You wake up to him winning and that closing stretch. And I feel for Rory, but at the same time, Colin's a USA guy. So, you know, it's Thanksgiving week. Let's go hometown. Colin Morikawa,
right, let's talk about, you mentioned a name there, Keith. So I watched over the weekend, the New York Times presents a documentary around the Janet Jackson Nipplegate issue back in the early 2000s at the Super Bowl. I bring that up because Rory McIlroy had his own kind of Nipplegate controversy over the weekend. I don't know if you saw that or not, but on social media, he had ripped his shirt after the round. And was exposing his chest there in the clubhouse. Obviously, there's no reaction there other than the guy's the fighter. He was mad. He ripped his shirt. But how many times in your golf career, Keith, have you ripped your shirt in anger inside the clubhouse after a round?
I would say zero.
Right.
But I will come to Rory's defense, and I'll say, hey, the guy, I mean, we are so hypercritical of all of these golfers just being so bland all the time and not showing any emotion and just, you know, course looks great, gonna make some birdies, it'll be a good week. And, you know, Rory puts himself out there all the time, you know, and I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, I love the flavor that Colin's always like, hey, say thank you to everything, cherish every moment. I love Rom really trying to be positive all the time when he gets COVID like 19 different times this year. I mean, you know, so there's a lot of storylines there. I didn't expect Rory to try to rip his shirt off like a la Hulk Hogan style, but I kind of love it. I'll be honest with you. So I'm going to give it, I'll definitely give it a thumbs up. And I honestly, there's one way to go about it. You could be like Morikawa's caddy and you could show respect to the institution and go bow to Augusta. Or after you get done, you could just rip your shirt off and just go full tilt wrestling. And in either case, Adam, golf is good in 2021, and it's only going to get better in 2022. What do you got for me next?
Jin Young Ko, Player of the Year, the Rolex Player of the Year, and winner of the CME Group Tour Championship. That's cash money for her. She continues an impressive run for sure. Jin Young Ko, winner of the CME Group Tour Championship at minus 23. It was dominating over the weekend, but she only won by one. But it was a dominating performance from her from wire to wire.
I mean, people are going to start to confuse me with Phil Mickelson with all the thumbs up. I mean, what are you going to do? In her last nine starts, she's had five wins. She's had almost 30 rounds in the 60s. 11 of those rounds have been bogey-free. She hits 90% of her greens in regulation. 90% of her greens in regulation. I mean, that blows away like an Annika number. I mean, it's unbelievable. On this year alone, she won $3.5 million. She had five wins. She had 13 top 10s in 19 events. I'm sorry. What?
I mean, is your mic on, Keith? I mean, what's happening here? You are saying stats that have not been said before. She is, and in the year of the Corda sisters, in the year of some controversy at the LPGA, but also the LPGA becoming a powerhouse brand and tour. She is a name that we are going to hear week in and week out. There's no doubt about it. I don't see any slowdown from her anytime soon. And if you say 90% of greens in regulation, I don't even know what that means. I mean, I do know what it means, but that's an insane stat that's
crazy.
It just shows how important the iron game is. It shows how important the approach game is. And if you're out there as a Stick and Hack member and listener trying to figure out how to lower your score, well, just match her stat of 90% greens in regulation. You should be fine. Correct?
I mean, honestly, she hit her last 63 greens in regulation in a row at the CME Group Tour Championship.
Unheard
of. She had nine birdies, no bogeys in the final round, and she had seven birdies in a row in the third round, Adam. And here's the kicker. I mean, here's how good the LPGA is. She shoots 63 in the final round, and she only wins by one because Nasa Hatayoka shoots 64, and she's one shot behind her.
Yeah.
I mean, you turn this on, and thank goodness, it was on NBC yesterday. It's their tour championship, largest purse in women's golf.
The entire round was on.
Call me crazy. You know, you can watch the whole thing, even her interview afterwards. I mean, it was fantastic. $1.5 million prize, Jin Young Ko, just amazing. Her and Nelly battling it out for number one next year. It's just going to be a lot of fun to watch. They're young. They're really, really good. And the LPGA is in a great place.
Let me ask you this, Keith. Is Jin Young Ko the greatest golfer that is currently on a golf course in anywhere in the world?
Ooh. Huh. Certainly the last 6 months.
Great answer.
Definitely the last 6 months.
Great answer.
You can't argue against what she's done for the last 6 months. And I know we're going to get to the winner of the RSM Classic, and he's had a great fall. Yeah. But five wins and nine starts and 30 rounds in the 60s, 90% of your greens, you know, in the last 6 months, there's no better golfer on the planet than Jin Young Ko.
Love it. All right, we go to number three reaction. This is the RSM Classic down at Sea Island, and it's Taylor Gooch winning his first time ever. Taylor Gooch is a name that I like to say out loud. It's fun for me. We did it this morning before we got ready for school with the kids. We just kept saying Taylor Gooch. RSM Classic winner, your reaction to Taylor, and tell us about him, because I'm going to be honest with you, outside of his name being awesome, I don't know much about him.
Well, you know what? He's 30 years old, and he went to Oklahoma State. So if we go back a little ways and you follow a little bit of college golf, Taylor Gooch was a name. I mean, he was a really good Division I college player. He went to one of the best programs in the country. Fast forward a couple of years, the guy is a really good, solid PGA Tour player. And look at this fall. Something he must have flipped the switch after this year's FedEx Cup playoffs, but he goes 4th, 11th, 5th, 11th, 60th in Houston. I don't know. Maybe it was a Texas thing. And then he finishes 1st. $2.3 million in the silly season that they're calling this fall that this guy has earned. And he closes with a 64, bogey-free 64, when all the world was chasing him. Mackenzie Hughes shoots 62. Tyler McCumber shoots 60. And you got to give two big thumbs up, not just for this event, but for the whole fall run that Taylor Gooch has been on. I mean, the guy's unbelievable. He, another great iron player. I mean, when you come down to it, this weekend, this Sunday, Morikawa, he hit 83% of his greens over there in Dubai. Gooch, the same thing at RSM. And Jin Young Ko hit 93% of her greens. You know, there's a recipe there for all of our Stick and Hack followers here, for all your members there, Adam. Get good at putting the ball in play and putting it on the green. If there's one statistic you want to go after in 2022, if you normally hit like two, three greens, try to hit five. Because if you do, you will score better. And as proof positive by these three, you will win and you will do very good. He's up to 33rd in the world. Taylor Gooch, not necessarily a household name, but definitely a very, very fine player, Adam.
He's a household name here at the Grub household, I'll tell you that. We were just chanting Taylor Gooch this morning as we poured multiple bowls of cereal. It was a fun morning here at the Grub household.
What kind of cereal?
It's various kinds. We've got your Honey Nut Cheerios, we've got your Fruit Loops, and we've got your Lucky Charms, and they all kind of intermixed with each other depending on the mood.
You mix cereals?
It's happened before, yes. I don't know if there's any judgment that needs to happen from the listeners or from you. We live our lives the way we live it. And that's
why are you getting so defensive? Well, I actually mixed cereal this morning.
I feel as if you're attacking me. So
no, I mixed. I'm sharing with you. I mixed cereal this morning.
Oh, you did?
I did. Yeah. Yeah.
What did you mix? I can't believe this is the topic today, but what did you mix?
I mixed Frosted Cheerios with Apple Cinnamon Cheerios.
Oh man, that's a explosion on the palate, I bet. My God.
Yeah, I mean, it was tasty. It was good.
I bet it was. Yeah. I bet it was. If you're still hanging in here on the Stick and Hack Reacts, we welcome you to Keith Stewart and Adam Grubb as we react to cereal and other topics around golf. So we've got a bonus react. Don't you worry. But I just want to recap. We've got 100 thumbs up basically for the weekend. There was nothing bad. There was nothing negative. Everything was great. So that's good. Now we move to the bonus react. And on November 22nd, which is today, and some 58 years ago, John F. Kennedy was assassinated. If I can bring down the mood here, John F. Kennedy was assassinated on this day in 1962. And the question is, has there been more video watched in more 7-second video ever watched other than the Zapruder film? And the answer is yes. And it was yesterday when Tiger Woods showed us 7 seconds of him playing golf, and the world stopped on its axis. Tiger Woods was on an actual range, hitting a golf ball. You heard the crisp sound of it. You saw his leg sleeve. You watched him hit, and his caption was very simple, which I can't remember now.
Making progress.
Making progress. Two words, making progress. And this is the second time that he's had that exact same tweet and or post in a comeback. Your reaction, Tiger Woods, on a range, hitting a golf ball, and the world stopped. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to go thumbs down on your lead in there because you got so deep in all of it that you forgot making progress. So I got to go thumbs down there. But obviously, the cat is back. 7 million views in 24 hours, Adam, this video's had. 7 million views. It's like 4,000 replies. And I'm sure Tiger's just, he's just leafing through those, looking at him, you know, getting all words of encouragement because he needs that, you know. Now, it's amazing. Folks, get out there. He's 40-1 odds at the Masters right now. I would hit that really, really hard. I do like to do those things, so.
I've got two things. Number one, correction, November 22nd, 1963 is when Kennedy was assassinated. I apologize. I was a year, my year's off. November 22nd, 1963. Not the point. The point is, Tiger's back. Now, is he back or is he just hitting the golf shot again? Is he just getting our excitement up for no reason? I have a bet out there with a couple buddies that he wins a tournament within the next 18 months. Now, is that possible? We'll find out. $100 on that bet specifically. Keith, does he win in the next 18 months? Does he play in the next 6 months? 40-1 at the Masters. That's even a little bit low. I think that's probably 200-1, quite frankly. But your reaction and your thoughts.
Yes, he plays in the next 6 months. Yes, he plays. I'm going to go out on a limb and say he plays the Genesis, his own tournament in LA, which is in mid February. Okay.
That'd be quite a comeback in LA, in the city of the accident. One, two, his tournament. Three, that is a prelude to the Masters.
1 year removed.
Yeah.
Right from the accident, he's going to tee it up at Genesis. That's my call. Because right.
somebody put that in the vault. Somebody put that in the vault. Don't lose this tape, everybody. This could be the prognosticator of prognosticators. Keith Stewart has said it, that he will tee it up at the Genesis, not Keith, but Tiger Woods will tee it up at the Genesis in February, and that he will be playing in a tournament within the next 6 months. Will he win in 18 months?
Will he win? Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, I got news for you, Sam Snead. Your record, you're going to be second. He will win.
Oh, my.
He will win. He's not getting any younger. So now's the time. And, you know, there's horses for courses. He's going to go to a Bay Hill, or he's going to go to a Torrey Pines, or a place that he's very comfortable. And he's going to win. Could be Augusta National in the next year or two. Just could be. I mean, what leads you to believe, or those people you call your friends that bet against Tiger, that they're actually, that he's not going to do it? Right? I mean,
look
at all he's overcome in his life.
Couldn't agree more. I bet for him. So why are you yelling at me? I bet that he will win. 18 months, $100. And that's how confident I am. $100. I mean, that's a lot of money, Keith. I had to move some money around from the savings account to get that bet approved. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's why you're mixing cereals. You're at the bottom of the bag. I get it. You know, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, folks, the big man is back. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. The big man is back. Wait, hang on. He's probably at 8 million views of that video right now. You know, right. It's so good to have Tiger Woods back. And I'm excited. And, you know, think about it, right? I know it's sad that this is the last, you know, sanctioned week in all of this tournament golf. It was the European Tour Championship. PGA Tour has taken a break. The LPGA has played their tour championship. We're going to have a little bit of time off. Enjoy Thanksgiving, everyone. You know, it's great being with you on Stick and Hack Reacts, and I can't wait to see what we come up with next week, because there is a little match on Friday, and obviously Adam's going to have a reaction to that.
I already do. I have a pre-reaction. Keith Stewart from ESPN Radio and host of The Pro Show. Find it where you find your podcast and your shows. I'm Adam Grubb with Stick and Hack from The Stick and Hack Show, also available where you find your podcast. This is Stick and Hack Reacts, our weekly look at the PGA and the LPGA. Keith and Adam, have a great week, everybody. Enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday if you're in the States, if you're in Canada. Well, it'll just be another Thursday. Take care, everybody.